can say that. You know, coming in from another team, you know, I've been in the league for five years now. Been to two Super Bowls, so, you know, got a pretty nice deal. So, you know, it's always expectations, you know. So, you know, I mean, I always had expectations for myself. So, I'm just continuing to work hard every day and, you know, go out here and do what I do.
You come from a place that known for being real enthusiastic on defense and getting after it and enjoying the play. Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of those characteristics here?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. You know, you look at Seattle, we wasn't always the Seattle team that you see right now. Yeah. You know, we started as a bunch of young guys like we are here. So I think as long as we continue to work hard, you know, everybody believe in one thing, and that's playing for each other, you know, and I think we're going to turn this thing around and be a pretty good team this year.
Do you want to keep that kind of energy and enthusiasm high even during the summer when a real grind?
I mean, that's always important. You know, you got to make this job fun because, you know, it's a grind. You know, we wake up at 8 in the morning and, you know, we don't get out. We're not done with our day until 9:30 at night. So it's a grind and you got to make the best of it. So if you come out here and you're dragging around, you know, it's just going to, you know, make it terrible and boring. So I try to get these guys, you know, try to have fun with it, you know, because it's plenty of people out here who would love to be in this position. And you got to make the best of this situation and this short time of opportunity that we get to play football.
Your observations of Van Heaney so far, as a second-year guy that they've kind of given a defensive signal caller role to, didn't really do that last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not the biggest guy, but flies around real well. What have you seen from him that you like?
Van Heaney's a dog. You know, like you said, he's not the biggest guy, but, you know, he plays bigger than what he is. You know, the guy leaves it out there for me, and, you know, it's just practice, so I can only imagine what he does for me in the game. So, you know, he's a team guy. You know, that's the biggest thing, you know, having a bunch of team guys who willing to leave it out there for each other, and I can already tell Ben is one of those guys.
What's the connection with Khalil been like in the forming of the Slash Bros, or whatever you guys want to call it? Like, what's it like having a lot of attention being focused on him, and how does that free you up, or...
I mean, I hope all the attention go to him. You know, 15 and a half sacks, so I hope they put 3 or 4 people on him and just let me run free. So, you know, but Khalil's a great guy. You know, the biggest thing about him, when a guy has had as much success as he's had in the first 2 years of his career, some guys seem to, you know, not take advice or seem to not work hard. But, you know, he comes to work every day. He takes advice from me. I take advice from him. So I said this before and I continue to say it. I really think this was meant to be for me to be teamed up with him, and we're gonna continue to push each other each and every day, and we're gonna really make it happen this year.
You played with a lot of guys in Seattle, especially on the front. You can line up in different spots.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bennett. You notice some similarities with some guys here, specifically like Mario Edwards Jr.
Michael Bennett is one of a kind. You know,
just in terms of the versatility.
Mario's versatile. He's versatile. You know, Mike Bennett was the biggest thing about Mike Bennett. He was a film junkie, so. You know, he always had his head in the books, in that film. And so, you know, Mario, he's going to be a great player as long as he continues to work hard and as long as he's continuing willing to get better and put in the work. So, you know, they don't really, like, remind me of each other a lot. But, you know, Mario is going to be a really good player also.
Seattle could have kept you for a fifth year if they would have extended that contract 1 year. For whatever reason, they decided against it. That's a good deal for you because you got to
Yeah.
free agency and get a good deal. But was there any part of motivating factor for you in that, why would you let me go?
I mean, it is what it is. You can't pay everybody. You know, I knew that when they started paying Russell and they started paying Bobby, you know, those guys deserve their deals. So I would never take that from them. You know, it's only so much. You know, football has a salary cap and you can't pay everybody. So, you know, when you win a lot of games, you win Super Bowls, guys are going to leave. Guys are going to go to new system. Teams are going to come get your guys and try to see what they got going up there. So, you know, I understand the business side of it. So, you know, I appreciate Seattle for the opportunity they gave me the last 4 years. But, you know, I'm in Oakland now, and I couldn't have been put in a better situation.
Ideally, that process would begin here.
Yes, sir.
Win and then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm happy to be here.
When you signed anywhere, I guess you probably hope that it's a good fit for you. But now that it's been a couple of months, you see what they're going to do and how they go about their business in this team.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really feel like this is the fit that I wanted? Like I made the right choice when I chose this team?
Absolutely. You know, Ken Norton was here. That was played a big factor in me deciding to come here. You know, when we run this, pretty much the same scheme.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to use me more going forward. They're going to use my skill set more than Seattle did. So, like I said, I've been put in a great situation, and I think I made the best decision for me, my wife, and my son, and we're happy to be here.